Welcome, Cosmic Souls, to the podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. This podcast is dedicated to those seeking powerful self-transformation, healing, regeneration, and freedom through truth. Potent fucking truth. Self-transformation in the most nonsensical and illogical manner, because this is the realm of high magic, where there are no limitations and no rules, where we are the creators of the universe. I am a shamanic high priestess and a powerful catalyst for destruction and creation energetics, a bridge between dimensions, one who plays in the dark, murky depths of the psyche and the hidden realms of the shadows, and who also swims with the stars in the cosmos, a galactic channel, a pioneer for revolutionary transformation and disruptive consciousness, a practitioner of dragon medicine, multidimensional healing, mysticism, magic, and quantum energetics, dispelling illusion wherever I go, seeing beyond the veil of illusion and bringing truth to the surface. My truth is medicine to your soul. Powerful, disruptive, and highly fucking activating truth, which penetrates the shadows and the illusions and invites you to step into your higher consciousness with me, back to your divine truth. This podcast is here to disrupt you, to take you on a deeply shamanic journey with me into magic, mysticism, multidimensionality, and the hidden realms of the shadows, to expand your consciousness by disrupting it. Welcome to the podcast, Cosmic Souls. I'm excited to journey with you.
Yeah, so I want to talk about narcissists, because, and especially about why narcissists don't like healed and strong individuals. And I was going to title it like why narcissistic men don't like healed and strong women, but obviously I recognize that men are also abused by narcissistic women as well. So I'll use the term individuals, but obviously I might just throw in woman or man or whatever and use it interchangeably. But my experience with narcissists was, I've actually had a few experiences with narcissists over the years. And I've been learning to recognize different types of narcissists. It's almost like my spirit team, my higher self, my guides have been like throwing them in my path so that I can recognize the different types of narcissists. Because I know that obviously I'm somebody that likes to dive into the depths of people and heal people at the energetic roots within the shadows and everything. So obviously understanding narcissists from different perspectives is you know, really beneficial for me. But I've had my experience with my ex-husband, who turned out to be a massive narcissist, who I still have to deal with because we have a child together. So obviously we're co-parents together. But I've also had dealings with other narcissists over years, such as business mentors, and people in the workplace and people that I see online, not people that I've worked with, but people that I see online, such as influencers, celebrities, coaches, people that, you know, that I've met in like online spiritual communities. There's a lot of fucking spiritual narcissists out there. But my experience has been primarily with my ex-husband, but then I've been recognizing the signs of different people over the years, which I was like, this is interesting, because not all narcissists are easy to spot, because the classic term for a narcissist is like narcissistic personality disorder or grandiose narcissist, where they're very out there with their attention, but a lot of the time they're very covert, so you don't actually realize that you're dealing with a narcissist until they've already got their little claws into your skin and everything. And it just conscious as well. Sorry, this is really weird. I've got my microphone in a different place. There we are. That might be a bit better. I just wing it. I might have to take a photo of my setup at the moment because it's just a bit weird. But anyway, I've had experiences like primarily with my ex-husband, but then with other people over the years, such as a business mentor who stole money from me, colleagues, co-workers, people that I recognize as narcissists online, both in spiritual communities and friendships as well that I've had with other people.
and also like influencers and celebrities and everything. So I feel that I've like obviously come from a good place of being able to talk about narcissists, because my passion is shadow. My passion is illusion, dispelling and debunking illusion and ripping that shit apart. So especially like narcissists, like I can see that and I can recognize it. So I wanted to share my experience about why narcissists don't like healed and strong individuals. Why do healed and strong individuals trigger narcissists so much? I'm gonna like go into that as to why we trigger them so fucking much. Because what you have to understand, maybe you've never dealt with a narcissist before, maybe you will in the future, who knows, they're everywhere, especially the covert ones. You don't recognize them until usually it's too late. Either you've started a relationship with them, maybe, you know, got married to them, had a child with them, or maybe they're a parent who was abusing you, you didn't recognize that, who created like deep-seated trauma within you. Maybe they're a co-worker, a manager, somebody that, you know, a friend as well. Or maybe they, you know, I don't know, somebody that you hire and invest your money in, who then rips you off. They come in all different shapes and sizes, men and women. So there's no one clear sign to like recognize a narcissist. Especially when they are the covert type, especially when they're the covert type, because covert narcissists don't, they're not the grandiose types that are promoted out there with, you know, when you, if you read about a narcissist, most of the time they'll talk about the grandiose narcissist, or the narcissistic personality disorder, those that want the attention, those that go to the extremes to get the attention. That's felt like the more grandiose type. But the type I'm referring to is specifically the covert type. Came prepared with my water today, because I, like, when I'm talking, when I'm channeling and everything, I'm still getting a dry throat. What I'm talking about is the covert type. These are the ones that you don't recognize until they've already become involved in your life somehow. So they've already started abusing you. They've already started trying to control you. They've already started trying to belittle you and devalue you of your self-worth and your sacred power. That is what a narcissist wants to do, because a narcissist feels so basically so fucking shit inside. They literally have no self-worth. And most of that time, you know, that's from their own childhood. Maybe they've been abused by their parents. Maybe they've experienced like abandonment, rejection, belittling. Maybe they've been the victims of narcissistic abuse from their own parents. And side note here, nobody's ever a fucking victim. Nobody is ever a victim. And that is another video to do on victim consciousness. Nobody's ever a victim. We choose our lives before we incarnate. We choose our realities. We choose the people that are going to come into our lives to act as catalysts for our healing, to act as catalysts for our growth. So nobody is ever, ever a victim, ever, because you chose your life. And that is a difficult pill for some people to swallow. They're like, why would I choose this shit and everything? But you did. You chose it because it's the perfect ground for your growth. Perfect catalyst for your growth, for you to heal from whatever shit you've carried over, whatever karma, whatever trauma, or whatever you've carried over from other lifetimes. But they choose, narcissists choose people who they feel are inferior to them. They choose people who they feel that they can control. They choose people who they feel that they can devalue. Because in devaluing somebody, it makes them feel better. Because what you have to remember is a narcissist has no fucking self-worth whatsoever. They literally have zero self-worth. None. Nada. Niente. Nothing. They have no self-worth. They also have like this deep rage inside them, this deep anger inside them, which like literally consumes them. And the reason they have that is because they can't empathize with others. Like, narcissists lack the ability to empathize with others. They lack the ability to have compassion for others. So what you'll notice with narcissists is that they are very attached to their own image. not so much in the grandiose way, like with some, like who are so grandiose that you would recognize their massive fucking ego and how they literally put themselves on a pedestal above everybody else because everyone else is inferior to them and they have so much disgust for other people. But from the covert perspective, a covert narcissist is, they have this rage and this anger inside them that consumes them because they literally have so much anger towards the world. So by doing whatever they're doing to you, abusing you, belittling you, devaluing you, stealing from you, whatever it is that they're doing to you, helps with a simmering anger inside of them. Because they feel so fucking shit about themselves. That's why. And so in doing so, they wear a false mask, do narcissists. They present this image of somebody who has their shit together. They present this image of somebody who is a nice person, a person that wants to help you, a person that wants to fall in love with you, a person that wants to help you succeed in life in whatever way that they're showing up, whether as a lover, whether as a co-worker, a manager, somebody that you're investing your time, your energy, your business in, a family member, whoever it is. They want you to feel that you can let your guard down with them. They want you to feel that they are a nice person, that they are a genuinely nice person, that they will help you and care for you and look after you and do whatever they can for you. That is what they want to feel. That's how they get your guard down. That's how they intertwine themselves into your boundaries, your energetic boundaries, to get you to get your guard, let your guard down. And they will do so to maintain this, just move this. They will do so to maintain this false self image because they want you to think of them as somebody else. They have this idea of who they are, but actually that's just an illusion. It's all an illusion, and it's the shadow side of them that has been presented to the world. I mean, I was with my ex-husband for 11 years, and we were together for what, 7 years, we were together 11 years in total, and we were married for just short of five. I can't even do the maths. What's that, six? So we were together for 6 years and got married. I only got a C at maths. It's not my strong point. And I did not figure out that he was a narcissist until about 2 months before I ended the marriage. Like, it took me 11 years, literally just under a third of my life at the time, to figure out that it's a narcissist. If it's taken you a long time, maybe you've got a parent who's a narcissist, and you're like in your 30s or your 40s and you're like, oh my god, how did I not realize that? Like, there's no shame in not recognizing the narcissist in your life. There's no shame at all, because they come in all shapes and sizes, and they will do their best to make sure that you don't know who they are. And so, but narcissists don't like, what I've noticed over years through my own healing, since I left my marriage 4 years ago, since I went on a deep, 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 profound journey into myself, ripping myself apart, tearing down every aspect of myself that was not my authentic truth, my divine truth, ripping it all apart. That kind of journey has been a very, obviously it was a healing journey anyway, it's a very profound and healing journey. But what that has taught me is how much I was lacking in self-worth, and how that actually attracted the narcissist in my life. Because not only did I leave my marriage 4 years ago, I was also had money stolen off me, and literally like 5 months later by a particular business coach online, a spiritual inverted commas business coach, who stole money from me. And I allowed that because my energy still wasn't healed. So I still wasn't recognizing narcissists and everything. Obviously, that's why I'm sharing my experience now, because, you know, there's no shame in not recognizing the narcissist in your life. There's no shame in that. But what you can do is start to heal from it when you recognize that you're dealing with a narcissist, whether that is a parent, whether it's a lover, whether it's a coworker, a mentor, whoever it is, a friend or whatever. You know, recognizing how to heal from it is so fucking important, because they don't like healed and strong individuals. It literally sends them into such a fucking rage. I've got two narcissists raging with me at the moment, and it's hilarious. It's literally hilarious. Two people that I have in my life, like, because the best advice for narcissists is to cut the fuckers off completely. Like, if you can, and you don't have to have any contact with them whatsoever, the best advice out there is always to cut them out of your life. I've done that with certain people. I've done that with certain friends who I realized were narcissists. I just cut them out because, like, I don't need that shit. Like, they're never going to change. That's the thing. They're never going to change because this is inbred in them. And they don't recognize that they're a narcissist as well. That's the thing. It's not like, oh, this is my shadow side playing out, so I'm going to work on my shadow. They don't recognize it. So if you're dealing with a narcissist and you have the option to cut them out of your life completely, that is the best fucking option to do, is to cut them out of your life completely. If, on the other hand, you have to keep them in your life, maybe you're a co-parent, you know, a single parent like myself, and you still have to deal with them, then the advice I've learned over the years, because I've had so many experiences with my ex where he was still trying to control me, and because I wasn't healed then, because I had no fucking self-worth when I left the marriage like 4 years ago, because I had no fucking self-worth, I allowed him to continue to abuse me, to control me, until I worked on my healing and I worked on my inner self and I worked on my strength. And I, you know, it's been a profound journey of myself anyway. Obviously, I took myself on a massive deep dive into myself, ripped my entire life apart 4 years ago. That's what I do. I'm a catalyst. And, you know, I like to understand the darkness. So how could I help others with the darkness if I hadn't been there myself? You know, so I've got experience with that. I understand trauma. I understand abuse. I understand the darkness. I understand that. I understand all that shit because I've worked through it and I've healed through it. But at the beginning of leaving my relationship, I hadn't healed yet. Obviously, healing is a journey. And I had no self-worth. I didn't know that I had no self-worth. That's the issue. I didn't know that I had no self-worth until I started on my healing journey. And in doing so, I could start to recognize the triggers of when I was getting triggered by him, when I was giving my power away, when I was allowing him still to control me. And the same has happened with somebody who is now an ex-friend who I cut off from my life a couple of years ago. Like, I could recognize where the control was happening and where certain things were being, I don't want to say done to me, because obviously, you know, we are sovereign beings. So, you know, we choose the actions and everything, but I could start to recognize something that was off with this person, something with this person's energy. Obviously, I'm super sensitive to people's energies. I know your shit. I read it. I feel it. I hear it. I sense it. I know when you're like, my bullshit detector is really, you know, it's on fucking high all the time. I can recognize anyone's bullshit. And I know when somebody is coming from their shadow, when they're coming from illusion, and when they're full of fucking shit, basically. And I know when they're a narcissist now as well. But I had to understand that. I had to go on that journey to understand that. But when you're not healed yet from the narcissist, you will still have interactions with them where things trigger you, because what they want to do is control you, because it makes them feel better to control another person. It gives them that, even with covert narcissists, it gives them that grandiose sense of superiority over somebody else because they are controlling you, because it makes them feel better to belittle you. It makes them feel better to demean you, to undermine you, to devalue you by stripping your self-worth away. It makes them feel better in their shitty self. because they don't have any self-worth. And I have no sympathy for narcissists at all. Like, somebody could turn around and say, oh, but they need to heal too. But the thing is, they don't recognize it. And so I've got no sympathy for anyone acting like a complete fucking dick towards another person. No sympathy at all, because you know exactly what you're doing. These people know exactly what they're doing. I had my ex filming me on my doorstep because he was that pissed off with me that he started filming me on my doorstep. He knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. Like, they know what they're doing. So if you can cut them out of your life completely, then go for it. But if you are stuck with a narcissist in your life, for example, maybe even parents, you know, some people cut off narcissistic parents, like, because they need to. But if you're stuck with them in your life, perhaps they're your manager, perhaps they're your coworker and you can't escape the office from them. Perhaps they're your, you're a co-parent with them and you still have a child together that you have to deal with them, or whatever it is. If you're stuck with them, then you need to learn to heal from it and stop allowing. The biggest thing is to stop allowing them from controlling you, because that, what you're doing, they want to demean you, they want to undermine you, they want to devalue you because it makes them feel better. It just makes them feel better, and they will do whatever they can, and it gets stupider and stupider until it's like a fucking circus. When you're on the other side of the healed side and the strongest fuck side, it just looks like a fucking circus that a child is doing. Because what you have to remember is that a narcissist is still a fucking child. They are still a child. And because they've never had the ability to develop, I can't remember what part of the brain it is, but there's like scientific studies on this kind of stuff, where there's some part of the brain that hasn't been developed. And maybe it is because they didn't receive like loving affection from their parents as a child. Maybe they're abused themselves. Maybe they experienced trauma, childhood trauma, whatever it is, but they've not experienced the ability to develop their brain to such capacity where they can compute things as an adult would. So they compute things as a child, which is why you'll see a lot of narcissists having narcissistic tantrums. They will have temper tantrums like a child. They will stomp around. They will go into sulks. That is a classic sign of, they'll go into these sulks, and you'll be like, what have I done? From the unhealed perspective, you're like, what have I done? Oh my God, did I say something? Did I do something? How did I offend this person? That's the unhealed side of you saying that. You haven't done anything. You've just pissed them off because maybe you answered back to them. Maybe they couldn't control you or whatever it is. But they will have their temper tantrums. They will go into sulks. And they will then, they'll find ways to make you feel shit about yourself. They'll say something behind your back. They will write things about you. They will start arguments whilst they remain calm, cool, and collected. They will say things that trigger you because they're triggering the unhealed aspect in you. They're triggering the shadow within you that's like, it needs to like come out. And they will do whatever they can to push your buttons so that you react. What they want, what the narcissist wants from you, is an emotional reaction. They want an emotional reaction from you. And most people who are stuck with a narcissist will give that emotional reaction because you don't realize that you're coming from an unhealed perspective. You don't realize that you're feeding the narcissist, because the narcissist is basically just like a bottom feeder. What is it? The fish that are like bottom feeders or whatever. They're just like a bottom, we'll just call them bottom feeders. They're energetic vampires. That's what a narcissist is. They're energy vampires. And because they have no love for themselves, they will seek to suck energy out of somebody else to make themselves feel better, because they can't connect to anything. And as a super, super highly sensitive person, energy-wise person, I am super sensitive to energy. So I can feel when somebody is a narcissist, and I can feel when somebody is trying to take my life force, my energy for themselves. I had an experience a couple of years ago with somebody that connected with me on Facebook, and you know, he seemed to talk about really cool things, and I was talking about cool things, and I was like, oh, this is a cool person to talk to. There's nothing there, like, he wasn't in, you know, he wasn't like trying to hit on me or anything like that. It's just, it seemed like a cool person, and we're chatting and everything. But at the time, I'd also started with, the time that we'd connected, I also started with really bad insomnia, and it's something that I've had on and off for like the last 20 years or so, is on insomnia. But I started with really bad insomnia at the time of like starting to connect with this person, where I was able to get to sleep, but I wasn't, and yeah, I wake up around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, 3-4 o'clock, the witching hour. And I was like, it's like, it went on for like a couple of weeks. I was absolutely exhausted. I was like, why is this happening? And then I just, like, my intuition said, look up empath. I don't resonate with the word empath anyway, just a highly sensitive person. Because I think empath is just, I just feel like the majority of information out there about empaths is just coming from a victim mindset. And I refuse to relate to that. But this person was talking about highly sensitive people. And narcissists, and them taking their energy and waking up at like certain times in the morning, because at certain times in the morning, if you resonate with the term highly sensitive person, then our energy is like really heightened at like 2 or 3 o'clock. It's in the morning. It's like when the veil with the world is like really thin or whatever it is. And so we wake up because the energy being pulled from us is really heightened. I was like, oh my God, this makes sense. So I cut this person off from my life immediately, because I was able to do. And I started sleeping again. I literally, shit you not, I started sleeping again that night, because that person would say things like, your energy is so intoxicating, your energy is so addictive. I'm like, who the fuck are you? You sound weird. But he was feeding off my energy. But the thing with like with other narcissists that you, it's just a little side note there. The thing with other narcissists that you may be dealing with, like, they don't like healed and strong individuals, because you trigger the fuck out of them, because you trigger the child within them. Again, you have to remember that a narcissist is still a child. They'll always be a child. They trigger you trigger the child within them. You trigger the temper tantrums within them. You trigger it all when you are coming from a place of a healed and strong as fuck individual. You will trigger them because they can't control you anymore. When the narcissist can't control you anymore, either they'll get bored with you and fuck off and find somebody else to bother, or if you still have to deal with them, like with myself being a co-parent, then it will irritate them. And maybe experience narcissistic rage, which is really quite funny, because narcissistic rage is, it's not somebody who's raging and shouting or whatever, not from my experience anyway. It's not somebody who's like raging and shouting, kind of whatever. Narcissistic rage is this deep simmering pit of anger that simmers inside of them, because you've literally had the audacity to fucking breathe that day. That is narcissistic rage. Narcissistic rage is this simmering energy inside of them. That's just, it's like seething. I'm just imagining a cauldron now, and it's like bubbling away. That is narcissistic rage. And it seethes, and just to the point where they can't deal with you. So you'll get like short, sharp answers from them. You'll get maybe a temper tantrum from them. You'll get, they'll ignore you. That's another classic. Or whatever they have to do, because they're trying to like make you realize that they think that you're a piece of shit because you've bothered them so much. When actually it's them that think themselves as a piece of shit, because remember, a narcissist hates themselves. They literally fucking hate themselves, do narcissists. But they get so triggered. My phone's going to die soon. Hopefully it stays on. They get so triggered by strong individuals and healed individuals because they can't control us anymore. And that is the thing. Like, if you are dealing with a narcissist and you're wanting to move away from them, to, let's see if I can plug my phone in for Instagram. If you're wanting to stop being a victim. That's if you're owning the title of being a victim. I might just hold it up. It's fine. Oh, it's going to irritate the fuck out of me. Sorry. I will have a better setup next time. I will. I was just going to wing it this time. That's why. But who knows? Who knows? I will have a better setup next time. But it's not about the aesthetics, is it? It's about content. It's about the energy. It's about the what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. But they hate the fact that they can't control you. They fucking hate it. Because by not being able to control you. Hang on a minute. By not being able to control you, they lose all power over you. They lose all power over you by not being able to control you. But if you are still having an energetic reaction to somebody, an emotional reaction to the narcissist, then they still have some control over you. When you're giving your energy to them, when you're emotionally reacting to them, maybe they upset you and you go off and cry, or you answer back to them and you get really angry with them and you answer back to them. You're still giving them your energy. You're still reacting to them emotionally. You still have work to do on your healing. You still have work to do on the shadow. Why do you need to react to them in a certain way? Why they bothered you so much? Why does that even matter? Why they bothered you so much? Why they got the emotional reaction from you? Because really, a narcissist deserves nothing from you. They deserve absolutely fuck all from you. And the best way to deal with a narcissist, if you still have to deal with them in your life, is to go, it's a term called gray rock, which is where you literally be as boring as you possibly can to them so that they don't want anything from you. So this might be like one-worded answers when they're trying to like goad you and trigger you and everything. You just give them one word, like yes, no, maybe, bye, hi, whatever it is. You just don't appear interesting. And that's worked really well for me, actually. That has worked really well for me. Like, I am somebody now that if you're going to act like a fucking dick around me, if you're going to show your true colors to me, then I'll just ignore it. If I still have to have you in my life for whatever reasons, then I don't give my time and energy to people that don't deserve it. I just don't. It's something that I've really learned over the years of really claiming like really strong as fuck energetic boundaries within myself. If I deem that you're unworthy of my time and energy, if you're acting like a dick, if you're trying to treat me like a dick, if you're trying to control me, then I'll just cut off my energy. That's what I do, and I just ignore them. And it works great. Just be a gray rock. But if you're emotionally reacting to somebody still, if you're emotionally reacting to the narcissist, then you still have healing to do. You still have work to do because they don't like healed people. So when you stop reacting to them, when you stop giving them your energy, when you stop giving them your emotions, there's nothing more they can do. And what I'm seeing in my mind, and a really good quote that I have, I'm an 80s child, 1980. I grew up with Labyrinth, Neverending Story, and The Goonies. Fucking love those films. And one of my favorite films of all time is Labyrinth, David Bowie as the Goblin King. And there is a quote towards the end of the film where he's been trying to basically control Sarah, the main girl of the film. And towards the end, she suddenly looks at him and she's like, "You have no power over me." And suddenly everything crumbles and the entire world collapses. And that is the exact same thing with a narcissist. You have no power over me. As soon as you stop giving your energy to them, as soon as you stop engaging in their petty childish nature, that, you know, the way that they try to goad you, to trigger you, to get you to react, the way that they try to control you or abuse you or whatever it is that they're trying to do with their petty, childish as fuck mind games, because let's face it, a narcissist loves to play mind games. They're very manipulative. I mean, they love to play mind games on you to get you to question your own fucking sanity and believe that you are the crazy fucker over here. You're not. You've just been fucked over by a narcissist and you get to heal yourself. But they love to play mind games. And when you realize that, they literally, you have no power over me. you take your entire power back and they literally have nothing that they can attach to. So, and that they hate that shit. They absolutely hate that, which can then trigger the narcissistic rage, a simmering, seething emotion underneath the surface, because there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do or say that will trigger a reaction in you, because you are coming from a place of being healed and strong as fuck when it comes to the narcissist. And when they're not getting anything from you, it adds to their own self-hatred. Let's face it, a narcissist hates themselves. It adds to their own, you know, lack of self-worth, and they will do whatever they can to make you think, oh, maybe I've done something, maybe I've upset them. If you're thinking that, then you still have work to do to heal from that, because you haven't. They're just trying to control you. A narcissist is highly manipulative, and they will do whatever they can to get an emotional reaction from you. I've seen it in my life when I was still giving my energy away, when I was still emotionally reacting to the narcissists in my life. I've seen it with friends who have been dealing with narcissists themselves. I've seen it with friends who are still giving their energy away. I'm like, you're dealing with a narcissist here. Stop giving your energy away. Take your power back. Be like Sarah from Labyrinth. You have no power over me. But they don't like healed and strong individuals, because you show them the fucking mirror. You literally hold the mirror up to them as to who they are on the inside. You show them their true self, the self that they have so much hatred for, the self that they have so much self-loathing for, the self that they have literally no fucking self-worth about. You show them that mirror. When you are coming from a place of being a healed and strong individual when dealing with a narcissist, you hold that mirror up to them and show them the truth. And that is a hard fucking pill to swallow for them, because nobody wants to see the truth when they're not willing to see it. And like I say, if you don't want to see the truth, then don't look in the fucking mirror. I'm a very powerful mirror myself. So, but for anyone, and just see my cat chasing other cats in the garden. She doesn't like other cats sharing her garden. For anyone, it's like they don't like to feel that they've lost control. And when they feel like they've lost control, it triggers all the unhealed trauma in themselves and the unhealed emotions in themselves and the self, you know, lack of, you know, complete, literally no fucking self-worth, the self-hatred, the self-loathing, the anger towards themselves and whoever else in the world. It triggers all of that. And when you're coming from a strong and healed position, they can't control you anymore. And they will try with their petty manipulative mind games. They will try and control you. They'll try and say things to get a reaction from you. They'll try and belittle you. They'll try and like prod you to get a reaction. But when you're not reacting to them, it triggers them even more. And it comes from a place within yourself that you're like, fuck me, like literally, this person literally has no power over me anymore. This person literally has no control or hold over me anymore. And that's a very empowering place to be in, when you realize that this person that consumed your every reality around everything about who you are, literally took your self-worth, belittled you, abused you, did whatever they could to make you feel like crap, made you feel like the crazy one, you know, made you question your own sanity and all, whatever it is. They did things that, you know, I've had things like that apparently went missing, but I know that they were taken and moved because I knew that. I'm fucking intuitive as fuck. I know that bullshit. I know that things have happened. And when you're coming from a place of not being triggered by them, no emotional reaction to them whatsoever, when there is no emotional reaction to them whatsoever, you become a force to be reckoned with, my friend. You become a force to be reckoned with, because they don't like healed and strong individuals, because they can't control you anymore. They can't get an emotional reaction from you. They can't belittle you or abuse you anymore, because you just throw it back to them, because you just like just like, I don't need this. Like, I'm not going to react. I'm not going to play your mind games. And I learned a really good example online that really stuck with me. Again, it was talking about how the narcissist is still a child, like from a brain developmental perspective, they're still a child. And so this example that I learned, which was really, really good, and it's worked a lot for me, is when dealing with a narcissist, if you still have to have a narcissist in your life, when dealing with a narcissist, you treat them like the child they are. So if they've fucked up, if they've acted out of order, maybe they've missed an appointment that you had, maybe they've not paid what you know they needed to pay for, like maintenance, or maybe they've mixed the days around for when they collect your child, or they've done something that's like really pathetic and out of order. You chastise them, you know, you tell them off for being naughty, basically. And I had this with my ex-husband, actually, and I thought, I'm going to put this into practice. So we had an arrangement of when he would pick our daughter up, like 5:30, for example. And now, usually, if he's running late because of work agreements, like, I'm not one to say, like, you need to be here at 5:30. Obviously, if we had a court agreement, then he would have to be. But we have, like, a flexible agreement. But obviously, if he's meant to be here at 5:30, then I expect him here at 5:30. But if something's happened with work, or maybe stuck in traffic, he will text me. I'm like, that's cool, that's fine. But when he's in a rage with me, he won't text. Or he'll just purposely like park around the corner and show up half an hour late. And so when this was happening with me, I was like, right, I'm gonna play with this energy of treating him like a child. And so he turned up at the door at like literally half an hour late without telling me that he was going to be late. So obviously my daughter was waiting, I was waiting, and he was doing it to control me, to like basically get a reaction from me, which in the past I would have been, and I'd be like, you know, fuck you, basically, why are you late, you know, whatever, which would then make him feel better and his grandiose, you know, whatever. So I use this person's example to treat the narcissist like a child. I opened the door and just said simply, as bluntly as I could, as directly as I could, as if talking to a child, was, you're late, you're 30 minutes late, I don't, you know, that's not acceptable, I expect you on time next time. And just left it at that. Next time is on time. And I was like, oh my god, this shit works. It does. Because they don't like healed and strong individuals, because they can't control you anymore. And the best thing is to stop giving them your energy, to stop reacting to them. I see it so much with friends who are still dealing with narcissists now, in like leaving relationships and that kind of stuff. And they're still giving their reaction, they're still giving their energy, they're still emotionally reacting. I'm like, you're still under their control. When you're still reacting emotionally to the narcissist, you're still under their control. They still have power over you. When you start to heal yourself and you recognize why you were giving your power away so much to the narcissist, why you had no self-worth, why you had no self-esteem, why you were able to attract them into your life, magnetize the fucker into your life. Why did that happen? Or maybe like they're a coworker or somebody, you know, they sit on the desk next to you or whatever, or, you know, they're an employee or whatever it is. Like, they're there for a reason. Like, when you understand that they have no power over you anymore, that is very empowering and very, very fucking liberating, because you don't need to give them your time. You don't need to give them your energy. You don't need to give them anything. And so when you start giving them, you become really boring to them. Because there's nothing, there's no, you know, it's like cats. Obviously, I've seen the cats running across the garden now. Cats love to chase mice. Little twat next door, I love him to bits, but he's been catching lots of mice recently. I'm like, no, stop killing them. But, you know, that's what they're doing. It's like playing cat and mouse. That's what the narcissist wants to do with you. They want to play with you like a little mouse, because they feel that you are inferior to them, that you are beneath them. So they want to play with you like a mouse. Plays with a mouse. And when you stop being the mouse, when you stop being the one who's giving your energy away to them and your time and just your emotions to them, especially your emotions, when you stop giving them your emotions and you stop reacting to them, you become very fucking boring to them. And yes, they may go into narcissistic rage with you and they ignore you or simmer under the surface with you, but you become very boring to them. And the best thing to do is to become very fucking boring to a narcissist, because there's nothing that they can control in you. Nothing. Nothing they say or do will get a reaction from you, because you're healed, because you're strong. So if you're still giving your energy, I will wrap it up now. If you're still giving your energy away, you're still giving your emotions away to a narcissist, then you go within. Ask yourself, why are you still reacting to them? What is it that they are saying or doing that is creating this emotional reaction in you? Because the emotional reaction is the shadow. It is the shadow within you that is wanting to come out. So what is it that they are doing or saying or being that is triggering this emotional reaction in you? Because the emotional reaction is an energetic reaction of shadow. And so that is your starting point. What's the shadow? Why does it bother me so much? Why does it bother me so much when this person acts like this? Or why does it bother me so much when this person says this to me? Why? If they call you names and you react emotionally, why does it bother you that they've called you that name? What does it about what they've said that bothers you? If they've done something or not done something, why does that bother you? Why is it? Why have they got an emotional reaction from you? And you go there because that is a shadow, and that's how you dig deeper into it and you heal yourself and you become a strong as fuck individual. That, you know, the narcissist can't control anymore and they have no time for anymore. And you're just boring as fuck to them. And that is the best position to be in, is boring as fuck to narcissists, because they can't control you anymore. Anyway, I will wrap it up there. Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today. My aim, as always, is to bring disruptive truth to the world and to activate you deeply within, to take you on a journey with me into both the shadows and the cosmos. Please visit leannejuliet.com to learn more about how you can connect with me deeper through my services and work with me. Disruptive consciousness is my pioneering higher dimensional consciousness movement, aimed at bringing powerful truth to the world through self-transformation, healing, and regeneration of a self by disrupting illusion and shadow at the energetic root. Disruptive consciousness is also a mystery school for seekers of truth, self-transformation, and root solution healing. If you'd like to know more, please visit disruptiveconsciousness.com. If you'd also like to join my free and private Telegram community, Mystical Musings, which is dedicated to this podcast and a place for you to share your insights on the podcast and hang out with other magical individuals, please click on the link in the show notes. See you on the next episode.